Leading the news this morning, BP will create a $20 billion compensation fund to pay damages claims arising from the worst oil spill in US history. The oil giant agreed to the demand at a White House meeting between US President Barack Obama and company executives. After the meeting, BP apologised and announced that it would suspend dividend payments for the rest of the year. Queensland's Crime and Misconduct Commission has found that investigations into the death in custody of Cameron Doomadgee were seriously flawed. The scathing CMC report to be tabled in Queensland Parliament today was leaked to the Australian newspaper, and it finds the original investigation into the death in 2004 was biased and failed to heed basic police procedures. A new report shows the proportion of people waiting for more than a year for elective surgery is falling. The Australian Hospital Statistics Report shows the number of people waiting longer than 12 months fell from 5% in 2004 to 3% in 2009. Southeastern Australia has been battered by gale force storms overnight. Victoria bore the brunt of the wild weather, with winds reaching 133 kilometres an hour in mountain ranges and 80 k's in Melbourne. And in Europe, flash flooding in southern France has killed 15 people and left several others missing. Emergency services are working to help hundreds of people trapped in vehicles, houses and on rooftops.